Hey guys, so I'm back with a new episode. Today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of my podcast family and to those who are celebrating Thanksgiving. It's a day where we give thanks and we are appreciative, but just keep in mind that every day we should give thanks. Every day we should be grateful and express gratitude, not just on holidays, but every day, because that's how we gain our blessings, with being grateful and thankful for all that is and all that will be, all that is here at this moment. So this episode, I wanted to talk about releasing and letting go. Last episode, I discussed growing pains, and everything relates to one another. When you grow, you have to release and allow things to happen and to let go, because a lot of times, when we are trying to manifest the lives that are for us, we are not going to be able to manifest if we are not able to release doubt, release worry, release anxiety, release fear, release lack. We can't have fear and worry about negative things. We have to worry about what's in this very moment. And if we keep allowing ourselves to live in the past or so be so concerned about the future, we're never going to be able to be connected with the now and understand the blessings that are here for us. And for me, on my growth journey, I learned and I am learning that I have to release. I can't continue to hold on to the past, continuing to hold on to those feelings that make me feel that I'm not worthy, that makes me feel that I'm not enough, that makes me feel like, oh, I'm having a bad life, because at this very moment, things are not going the way I would want them to be, because that's just not how life is. A lot of times, we create this narrative of how we want our lives to go. You know, by a certain age, we want to have kids, we want to have a house, we want to have a family, we want to have this certain career, we want to have this amount of money in our savings. But we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic about what makes sense. You know, you can't expect everything to go according to plan, because what makes that fun? That would make life fun if everything we wanted we just receive right away. You know, that wouldn't make life worth living if we just get everything we want and everything just goes our way. Of course, being in alignment and having things and praying for things and manifesting things that we want, you know, that's how we want things to make sense and that's how we want things to go. But that's just not how life goes. And a lot of times, I know for myself, I have to understand that everything that I have at this very moment, I am grateful for. You know, I've prayed for many of the things that I currently have. You know, I always wanted certain things and wanted certain things when I wanted it, how I wanted it, and it never actually worked out that way. Of course, a lot of things we manifest, of course, a lot of things we pray for in the present moment can happen sooner rather than later, but a lot of times the things that I created and put on my vision board and manifested on and prayed on every day ended up happening from things that I prayed about 2 years ago. You know, I remember there were times when I was like, you know what, I want to have a work from home job. I hate it at that moment, my job. You know, I feel like I ran it's ran its course with me. I was so unhappy. My mental health was in shambles. But at the end of the day, I felt like I had bills to pay. You know, I had to deal with my circumstances at that time until something better came along. But I was so impatient. I was just like, no, I need to be out now. I need to be out now. And I didn't realize that a lot of times when things don't work for you, it's because of the negative energy that you're putting into those manifestations. So if you're not happy with your current circumstances, whether it's your job or whatever situation that you currently are struggling to deal with on a day-to-day, things won't manifest if you are not intentional, for one. And the second thing is, if your energy behind it isn't positive, then it's going to be delayed until you're able to be present and just release and let go, right? So a lot of times, being a Virgo, I have these control issues, right? Which I'm working on. But a lot of times I like to be in control of my life, in control of what's next. And I'm learning to realize that I can control, you know, certain things, but certain things I can't control. But what I can control are my thoughts and the energy that I put into the things that I deserve. And I say deserve because you have to speak into existence the things you want as if you already have it. That's part of manifesting. So a lot of times I'm not controlled and I was so negative and I woke up every day miserable because of the circumstances that I had. I didn't realize that in that moment. Okay, girl, you may not like your situation, but that doesn't mean that things are not working out for you, because your path is already written for you. Your purpose is already written for you. As long as you waking up every day being grateful for what you have, right? And you're walking in integrity, you're walking being positive as you can be, and just learning that, okay, this may not be ideal, but that doesn't mean that things are not working out as they're supposed to be. Because if you start to worry so much and you start to think negatively and you're just like, you know what, here's another day and I'm still in this current circumstance and I hate it, you're not going to be able to think clearly and see that everything you have this moment were things you prayed for years before that, right? And if you think about it in that way, like, wow, this very moment is not my ideal circumstance anymore, but I remember when I wanted to be here, and now that I'm here, what makes me think that the next step of my life and what I'm supposed to be doing isn't going to happen if the very moment of what I have is things that I've prayed for previously? So I have to constantly remind that to myself every day, because for me, you know, I'm career oriented, I'm career driven. A part of my worry and a part of my day to day is career. You know, I don't have kids, you know, I have pretty much myself, you know, in the sense that, like, I'm not obligated to anyone, you know, I'm not obligated to give my time or my energy to anyone but myself. So why not, you know, continue to just pour into myself and release the worry, release the overthinking, release the self-sabotage, and trust, and just trust that everything has always worked out for me. Literally, everything has always worked out for me. Everything will always work out for me, and everything is working out for me. So why sabotage my life and delay the process because I am so, you know, nervous or portray these type of energies that are considered lack, and that in itself is holding me back from the things that I could be doing at this moment? Because time is passing, as you can see. Time is going. It's Thanksgiving. I remember it was Halloween just yesterday. And before that, I was in freaking Spain for my birthday. So the fact that time is passing, we can't continue to just lay around moping and sad because the things we want aren't here yet, not realizing that they're coming, you know? I definitely agree that 2023 was a year of revelation, for sure. And 2024 would be the year of putting the foot on the pedal, and it's just go time. Like, it's going to be more of an abundant year, you know, and just more of positive magnetic energy. And I could feel that in my soul. And I could feel that for everybody, that all of the triumphs and setbacks and stagnancy of what 2023 was at moments will change for 2024 if you put the intentions at this very moment that 2024, starting today into 2024, will be a year of lucky girl syndrome, will be a year of the magician, would be a year of manifestation, would be a year of magnetic energy. Sorry, I can't say that word. But magnetic energy, a year of affirmations, a year of you attracting wealth, a year of you attracting money, a year of you attracting security, a year of you attracting stability, a year of you attracting gratitude and being grateful. Because why would God, the universe, source, whatever you believe in, give you anything if you can't handle what you're having now? Why would they give you more? You know, if this moment where you're being tested, you can't even handle that. Like, why would God give you more if you can't handle now, right? And it's not easy. No one's life is easy. Life isn't easy. We live in a world where there's so many things happening, especially in the media and just in life. We all struggle with something, whether it's mental, physical, financial. Everyone has a form of a struggle, but we cannot allow ourselves to become our circumstances. We have to learn to create our reality and learn to find a little bit of gratitude in our present moment. Because trust me, the situation you're dealing with now is nothing compared to what you've dealt before. The reason why we continue to go through certain things because there are lessons in those things. And those lessons are there to strengthen us and prepare us for what our calling is, for what's next. And if you're not able to release and let go of what could have been, what should have been, but what didn't become of what you believed in so fully or you thought would be, then you're not going to continue to attract the right things that belong in your life. And for me, I had to let go a lot of things in the most recent years, you know, friendships, relationships, situationships, things, people, family, things that just didn't align with my life. Because when you're growing, your mindset is just on growth. Things that resonated with you before just doesn't resonate anymore. And that's just what it is. It just doesn't resonate. When you're on a healing journey, which is always going to be, because you're always healing from something, right? And you're growing into the person that you are destined to be, things will no longer resonate with you anymore. And for me, I love my life so much. Like, as much as I struggle with certain things, because like I said, we all struggle. I woke up today and I just sit on my couch and look outside from my balcony. I'm just like, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. Like, I prayed for this. Literally, like, I'm so grateful. Like, I can never, it doesn't matter the days when things are not going right, when things with work are just going crazy and I'm having all these technical issues and things are just not making sense to me. I literally am instantly shifting my mindset in those moments when I just start thinking negatively, like, wow, look at what you have right now. Beyond the material, look at the peace that you have right now. There are many people that would kill to be in the position you're in, and you're here. And you're here because of the work that you've done, the work that you're still doing. And with growth comes letting go, releasing. Because God, the universe, and source is in control. They're in control. The higher power is in control. All you can do is show up and trust. And for me, it was just like, because I'm live alone, I have a lot of time to myself, free time, which I'm humbly grateful for, because I know many people are not able to have a lot of free time to themselves. But in that time of solitude, I'm able to think like, wow, You know, I'm grateful. And when I record my podcast, I feel so fulfilled because I know that I'm helping somebody. It's not about the money. And a lot of this is free content that I am giving to others because I understand that it's hard to be present and to not overthink and worry and fear and feel stressed and overwhelmed with life because it's hard. But you really have to shift your mindset in order to see the bigger picture. And when you have time to experience that solitude, you have to realize that in those moments when you don't know or have the answer is also the times when answers do come to you. And it may not be the exact answer that you think you wanted, but it's what you need in that moment. You have to trust that, for one, you have to do the work. And the work doesn't mean having the answers or knowing step by step or having the torch or knowing exactly what you have to do. But as long as you are showing up, being intentional with everything that you do, holding positive energy, praying. It takes 5 minutes to pray. It takes 5 minutes to meditate, to get grounded. It literally takes 5 minutes. Because you don't want to go into your day with a negative mindset and not taking the time out to value yourself and value your mental. Because when you go out into this world, you don't know what you're going to experience. You don't know what the day is going to bring. But all you can know is that you chose to be positive, to trust, to release, and let go. And for me, I'm learning. Even very moment of like last night, just this week, you know, I've been thinking a lot and I was like, you know what? I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. And I trust the universe because the universe has always been there for me and made things happen. And I've done the work for a long time, you know, like a long time. You know, and a lot of times when you do things for others, it's not about you. It's not. You can't just do things and expect someone to return the favor. You know, a lot of times you have to just give. And sometimes you may not receive, but in that moment, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to receive ever. You know? I'm still attracting blessings at this very moment because of things I've done in the past, and the universe has seen and watched and recognized that no, I'm not perfect, but the fact that when I'm going through whatever I'm going through, I still manage to give freely, that's beyond material. I'm providing valuable information to people genuinely, wholeheartedly, so that you can listen to things I'm saying, save it, and always revisit when you're feeling low and you're not feeling like yourself and you're feeling stuck. Because that's part of growth. You know? You grow, you learn, you give. And the things that you receive will make sense to you in that moment when you need it the most. And you can't continue to hold on to the past and not understand that everything happens for a reason. Release doubt, release worry, release distractions, procrastination, and just do. If you're not doing anything but pitying yourself and feeling sorry for yourself and blaming others and blaming yourself because of what could have, should have, but didn't, you will forever be in the same place and not see any forward movement. Yes, take time to feel, but then you have to get up and keep going. You have to, because there are people out there in the world that needs you, and it's beyond you. When you have a calling, It's beyond you. In order for you to continue to attract and be stable and have the rewards the universe has to offer to you, you have to release and let go and trust. And you'll see how everything will work in your favor. And that's my message for you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Much blessings, abundance, and prosperity for you and your loved ones. And see you soon.